Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on the rightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins. Coming to you from that once-forgotten artery that pulses through the center of the continental United States and into the heart of the Ozarks, Grace Matthews. Looking in from the northern border, our Canadian friend, along with his countrymen feeling the effects of U.S. political issues, Connor Murphy.
Welcome to Dueling Dialogues, episode 98. I'm Connor Murphy, here with Grace Matthews. Hi, Grace. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
A little fired up today.
Yeah? What's up?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm really tired of the PC police. Oh. And I realize sometimes I'm getting old and I don't get it.
Right.
But I'm not that old, okay? So don't be thinking that, okay? But, okay, you know I got this new puppy and he's adorable.
Right. Oliver, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't had a puppy in years. I mean, my last dog died about 7 years ago, and I said I would never get another one because it's just too traumatic. Nevertheless, I've got this puppy, and he was supposedly crate trained, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's a crate? Well, a crate is really a cage.
Right, yeah.
Okay, but we call it a crate, so it sounds better. It looks the same.
It's still jail.
Yeah, okay. This is just ridiculous. It's just like, you know, I have a special needs kid, you know, and now they're thinking about changing the term special needs because it connotates something negative. Well, changing the word does not change the situation. You've got
right.
to change hearts and minds.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
okay. It's ridiculous. If I say, like yesterday, I took him to get his hair done, and I said something about the cage, and she goes, oh, you mean the crate? I said, if that makes you feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never put a dog in a cage or a crate or in an enclosure, whatever you want to call it. I've never done it.
Yeah, well,
never had to.
I have put him in there to sleep because he is a chewer,
right.
But I don't like it. Had I got him when he was 6 weeks old instead of 6 months, I would never do that.
Right.
You know, I never locked one of my kids in the room either. I wanted to a lot of times. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But I didn't do it. I don't know. Things are getting crazy in Missouri.
Yeah.
As we talked about the other day, our governor, Eric Crittenden, is going to resign today. Now, he is resigning because of a situation where he took a picture of a woman he was having an extramarital affair with that she did not authorize or didn't know about. She's either partially clothed or partially naked, however you want to look at it. That situation sort of got thrown out, though, of the court. So then this other situation comes up to where he supposedly took a donor list from a St. Louis charity and used it to raise political funds.
Right.
You know, send out letters.
Yeah.
As we talked about before, I can tell you I've got letters upstairs from all sorts of politicians, and they took the list somewhere.
Right.
Something
everybody
I'm
does
doing.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody does it. It's a ridiculous thing. I didn't even know it wasn't legal. It is certainly not something that's ever been tried before as a legal case.
Right.
It also comes up, we talked about this, that George Soros had put money behind these cases, some $200,000 to take Eric Crittenden down. Now, George Soros is certainly on the national level. He's one of the Clinton boys. In fact, he's one of the original money backers of the Clinton, whatever you want to call the Clinton group.
Right.
You know, we got lots
Mom.
Of names.
Can we call them a mob?
Yeah, okay. Let's call it a mob.
Okay.
Okay. I told you it was making me crazy. First of all, this affair was consensual. I'm sure it wasn't consensual for his wife, but that's his problem.
Right.
That's just his wife's problem, you know? But certainly the woman he had the affair with, okay? You know, a partial picture okay, I sort of believe she knew it was being taken. You know, I don't know. But really, what's it matter?
Right.
But this list, it's just stupid. So anyway, about an hour or so ago, I looked up Eric Crichton's name because I wanted to see what time he was going to give his speech today. Just curious. And I see from Tony Messenger at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch an article. I read the article. I wish I would have printed it. I saved the article on my computer, okay? Nevertheless, I can't read the article anymore. It's forbidden. But in this article, it suggested that Eric Greitens was kind of Soros's Manchurian candidate. He was supposed to go down. He was supposed to be impeached. And that they had many conversations. The conversations took place on an app called Confide.
Huh.
Now, Confide, which I had never heard of till today,
right,
erases your text after you, I guess, get through texting. I don't know, you know.
Oh.
Isn't that what Snapchat was supposed to do?
Yeah,
you know?
Supposed to. Yeah.
I always want to keep my correspondence with anybody.
Yeah, me too, because I can't remember what I talked about or did yesterday.
Yeah. And I might want to nail their asses later, but nevertheless. So I thought, oh my gosh, this is a little crazy. Okay, so then I go back because I'm talking to you before we start to air, and I can't get on the page. It's forbidden. Nevertheless, there is another article that says that as of this morning, the court has ordered that Eric Greitens and his staff turn over all Confide, I don't know, correspondence? I mean, text? I mean, how do you turn it over? Basically, what do?
Right.
It's supposedly erased, although is anything ever erased out there? And
probably not, no.
Or do they really just turn over their telephones and their tablets? Or I don't know. But this is starting to make sort of sense in a conspiracy theory sort of way. You know, conspiracy theories are conspiracy theories, but that doesn't mean they're not true.
Right.
A lot of people use them as if they're not true. In fact, more often than not, they are true. That's what this is. Tony Messenger is certainly a above board writer, journalist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. I don't know why they took his story down, but I don't think it's because it's not true.
Right. Somebody didn't want it out there. I wonder who that would have been.
I don't know. I don't know because...
Is there anybody with big money in this story?
Yeah. Yeah. But will the courts come to some conclusion about Soros and his involvement in a Missouri court?
Yeah.
Out here in the hills? Would that be the one to take down Soros? But let me tell you, if Soros is involved in this, I am really afraid for our republic. I really liked Eric Greitens. I was proud of the fact that he was the first Jewish governor of the state. The fact that he was a Navy SEAL. I really didn't care who he slept with. I really don't care who anybody sleeps with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Cowards, they're doing it. Okay, good.
Yeah.
You know? I don't care. Okay. This really scares me because, as we know throughout history, and if you're any kind of student of history, you know, all great civilizations have fallen. And I'm seeing a lot of things that I bet you could go back to ancient Rome, ancient Greece, and say that was the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. History repeats itself.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of situations that are concerning around the world. And, you know, right now, China is starting to look really bad in this situation. Normally, it's Russia up there with Putin.
Right.
But it's Xi, you know, in China. So the tariff thing has gotten bigger.
Yeah, we're fighting right now.
Exactly. Yesterday, was it, that he said anyone, well, all tariffs are on now, as far as Trump's concerned.
Yeah.
Now, that includes Canada and Mexico, who have sort of been exempt.
Yeah.
Okay, and Trudeau, who is, you know, usually, you know, with clasped hands, you know, in a meditative position, is pissed today.
Yeah, well, he was pissed yesterday when he actually put tariffs on a whole bunch of U.S. products. So, dollar for dollar.
Yeah, he said dollar for dollar. Now, quite frankly, I think this is a knee-jerk reaction to a situation that is supposed to level the playing field, hopefully, for everybody, especially with China. I don't know Canada's situation on trades with China.
Well, what really pissed off...
this is very early in the game to go dollar for dollar. What are you going to pull out of your bag next if you pull out all your cards?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where this is going or where it's going to end, but it really sucks.
Quite a situation.
It's really ugly. Like, there's no winners in this. I mean, I've got the list of stuff that we buy from you, and some of it is really kind of puzzling. Yeah, some of it makes sense. Orange juice, right?
But right.
But we also buy maple syrup. Like, we don't have our own, you know, so it's...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's very, very...
That is shocking. And you guys are so much better than ours. Why would you buy ours? I don't know. My family used to send for the Canadian syrup. You know, when we had special dinners or breakfast, you know, for holidays. My mother would bring out the good stuff from Canada.
Yeah, you bet.
And Canadian bacon, part of my family eats pork. And, you know, the Canadian bacon, the real stuff, you know.
Yeah.
American Canadian bacon.
Yeah. So there's some really weird stuff on this list.
It's not really a very good way to negotiate. And really, Trudeau should read The Art of the Deal so he would know at least what game he's playing with Trump. I mean, at least Kim Jong-un has read The Art of the Deal.
Right. Well, Trump put these tariffs on U.S. products yesterday, the day before the deal fell through. So he already knew that what he was doing and that he would have to do it.
Absolutely.
So...
yeah.
The most questionable things on the list we get from you are prepared meals, colon, of spent fowl.
Spent. God, what's spent fowl?
Specifically defined
mixtures. Like we ate
mixtures.
It, chewed it up, and spit it out?
I don't know what the hell that means.
Isn't that what birds do for their young? They chew it up and then spit it out?
Yes.
That's spent, what it sounds like.
Spent fowl other than in cans or glass jars. Okay.
And
prepared meals of bovine.
What's that?
And then preserved meat of bovine cows.
Is that like for dogs?
I have no idea.
Do you guys make a lot of dog food?
I don't know. We got lots of dogs, but I have no idea. Like I said, some of this stuff is very, very confusing. What actually that means, I have no idea.
But you guys need to buy better stuff. You need to buy better stuff.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. Yeah, there's...
Sounds like we're sending you our garbage and charging you for it.
Yeah,
maybe putting
much.
A tariff on it is good for you guys.
Yeah,
maybe you'll get better stuff. Maybe you'll buy the whole poultry.
I'm wondering if it's not organic fertilizers. Because organic fertilizers are referred to as meal, right? So I'm thinking spent fowl meal is like feather meal, bone meal, blood meal.
Is bird poo-poo.
Yeah, exactly.
For fertilizer.
And it says specifically defined
mixtures.
I know,
because you really guys should be, you guys should be introduced to skinless, boneless chicken breast.
Yeah, that's all I get.
It's much better eating.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's ugly. It is ugly.
Well, like I said, as far as the tariffs go, China looks really bad. You know, they have been shaking down people for technology, making deals. Like if you put your company in China, you know, a headquarters or some sort of outlet in China, you have to hand over certain information.
Right.
And the government is using that to make things like whatever it is you make. It's not just technology. We get a little wrapped up in protecting the technology, guys. It's all sorts of things. It could be, an outfit and whatever. I think that Trump got fed up because not only did he learn implicitly that they're shaking down American companies and others, not just Americans, Canadian, Mexican, whatever.
Right.
probably even Russian companies, for information that they were also defying sanctions against North Korea. Now, you got to remember that has been in the mix in the past couple of weeks, too. They also talked Korea into, you know, playing that little head game they started playing last week, and they didn't show up to talk to South Korea, and they were threatening to pull out of the Singapore talks, and then started talking Jack about some nukes and how they could talk nukes with us.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that came from the advice of China.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes sense. Yeah.
Well, now today, without China input, Kim Jong-chol, which is like Kim Jong-un's right-hand man and has been for years. He's a really bad guy. I don't want to paint him to be a good person.
Right.
Is in New York, okay? Or he was at first in New York talking to Pompeo about the situation with North Korea and the impending, well, not so impending since Trump called it off, but talks in Singapore. Okay. He also had a letter he wanted to hand deliver to Trump. Now, Trump has allowed this.
Hmm.
And as we speak, they're in the Oval Office right now. I'm not so sure I would have had him to the Oval Office. I probably would have met him outside in the Circle Drive.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he deserves that. But Kim Jong-un certainly, I guess, has a right at this point to pick his ambassador, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
So I'm anxious to know the tone of this letter.
Yeah, me too. I want to know what's in the letter.
It's hard to believe that he's going to just go, you know, I'll do whatever you want, Trump.
Yeah.
It's also hard to believe that he would, at this point, threaten Trump.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I really want to know.
In the middle. Yeah, I don't know.
I really want to know.
I can't wait to know.
I wish I was a fly in the wall.
I'm going to make another one of Gracie's predictions.
Okay.
I say that the talks don't happen in Singapore. They happen somewhere else, but they do happen because I think China's out of the loop right now. It's the art of the deal.
Oh, okay. Huh. Interesting. We'll have to check that out. Yeah.
Okay. Remember Andrew McCabe?
Yes.
Such a naughty boy.
Yeah. Real piece of work.
Yeah, he lied to everybody. I mean, his friends, his enemies, everyone. To the point that the IG, Inspector General, said that the DOJ should look into criminally charging this guy. Now, this is a guy that, as of March, had enough time in at the FBI to retire.
Yeah.
And this is sad, okay? Nevertheless, I guess they're looking in further into his situation. Now he claims that Rod Rosenstein covered the president for firing Comey. Now you got to remember a couple weeks ago, he was accusing Comey, who was one of his best buddies and his boss, and threw him under the bus.
Yeah, so everyone's under the bus now, okay?
Exactly. I think the one thing we can be sure of is McCabe is sweating profusely. He probably needs some new undershirts. Okay, Trump is pardoning some people. I don't know what prompted this, but last week he pardoned the boxer that had taken the woman over the state line, and I thought that was a good thing. And there's probably a lot of people out there that need to be pardoned, but normally they do it like the last day of the year or the last day they're in office, but I guess we've got a little summertime bonanza going here. Dinesh D'Souza, several years ago, did a film about Obama and about how he was destroying America.
Okay.
Now, Obama was very displeased. And this film, although it was sort of a documentary, it actually made it to the theaters, which is amazing because usually things that are conservative, docudrama, documentaries never make it to the theater. You can hardly get them on the small screen.
Right.
So I think that was kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, Dinesh gave $20,000 in campaign contributions to a New York senator candidate. Now, the law in the United States says that, personally, you cannot give over $2,600 to a candidate. It's a relatively new law. It was sponsored by McCain. My guess is a couple of election cycles ago, about the time that he, maybe three election cycles, because it was when he ran against George Bush.
Right.
It was right after that. And so much money was being spent on campaigns, they thought that that would curtail campaign spending, and really it didn't. Actually, it exploded after that. You know, now we're into, it takes about $1 billion to run for president. Nevertheless, nobody's really been tried for this except Denise, okay? And it was $20,000, let's face it. It wasn't $200,000,
right?
Or $2
million. Right.
But you know we're out there. There's a lot of people you know that are giving more than $2,600. They're hiding it in PACs. They're hiding it behind companies.
Right.
So first of all, not only has this not been tried, he gets an unreasonable sentence of 5 years. He serves 8 months with hardened criminals. He comes out with a felony. Denise.
Yeah, that's out of the world. Like,
yeah,
that's
he can't even
ridiculous.
Vote. It is ridiculous. So last night, Trump called him and said that he had read the case and it was fishy. A lot of Obama's henchmen were in on the deal. It is also believed that this might have been one of Comey's cases.
Hmm.
And so he's pardoned. He can now even vote.
Good.
He's thinking about doing the same for Martha Stewart. Now, some are saying that this summertime sizzle might have a lot to do with sending Mueller a message.
Could
if
be.
If these people were tried by Comey and Mueller, or it was under their watch, this could be a message.
Yeah.
I think Martha Stewart should definitely be pardoned. And you know, I there's no love between myself for Martha Stewart, but she, you know, it was ridiculous.
Yeah,
we've got criminals out there.
Yeah.
So she fibbed about, what'd she make, an extra $20,000 or something?
Yeah.
That's like $20 to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's also thinking about pardoning Rod Blagojevich. I call him Blago. The former Illinois governor who was convicted of trying to sell Obama's Senate seat after Obama became president. Now, he wanted to let it go to the highest bidder. His wife has been on a campaign lately saying that he simply was asking for campaign donations, and nobody's ever gone to jail for that. Well, I don't know. He's served 6 out of a 14-year sentence. 14 years is an awful lot for that. Now,
wow.
I'd say the reason Blago gets 14 years is because it really does matter if you're an obnoxious jerk to jurors and judges. And he is an obnoxious human being.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You want to see that for yourself, just watch a YouTube of him for about 3 minutes. You come up to that same conclusion. And talk about obnoxious. Samantha Bee.
Yeah.
A comedian on
TV.
Yeah. She calls Ivanka the C word.
Yeah. Wow.
You know,
over the top.
Yeah. Yeah. And then apologizes. Now, don't apologize. When the damn thing was scripted, it was recorded, it was edited, and you left it in. The apology doesn't work. And of course, she's got her job. But the C word, most women will say that's the worst thing you could call them.
Yeah, absolutely. And 2 days ago, I had no idea who Samantha Bee was. So,
well, I didn't either. I didn't have any idea. So it worked out for her.
Yeah, it worked out great, didn't it?
Because she had poor ratings. Nobody was watching the damn show. I think they did this on purpose. They knew they were going to have to apologize. It works for ratings. And these people out there with Trump derangement syndrome are all going to be tuning into her now.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And shame on TBS. And it's a double standard. I mean, at least Roseanne was having an Ambien alcohol moment in the middle of the night when she said
what she did.
And she should have gotten in trouble. I'm not sure they should have canceled her show. I think they were waiting for her to do something.
Yeah.
36 minutes between the time she puts the tweet out and her show's canceled?
Yeah.
Now, ABC's a big corporation. My guess is what would have been better was to find some other way to punish her. I don't know what it is, but find some way, because how many hundreds of people that don't make a lot of money work on that show?
Yeah, exactly.
I still say, like we said on Monday, Fox picks it up.
Yeah, and I agree.
The moment we posted that show, we got a letter that said that, how was it? Racism is not protected speech. Well, it is in the United States. Yeah. I'm not saying it should be. I'm saying it is. In Canada, it is not protected. So yeah. I'm thinking this might have been one of our Canadian friends. But her speech was protected. Now, what's not protected is ABC can fire anybody they want. They're a private company. Right. And if they say, shouldn't have said that naughty thing, they can fire you for it. I still say Fox picks it up when the dust settles.
Yeah, I agree.
And they'll have more viewers than ever, which is what always happens in these things.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't heard a lot from Obama. He's been busy doing other things. But he said in a book, or for the book, by his aide, Rhodes, he said he might have been 10 years too soon.
Okay.
People just weren't ready for him and his progressive idealism. God, I hope that means he's not going to run again, or Michelle isn't.
Yeah, I hope not.
Gosh, I didn't like the way that sounded.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be that way, isn't it?
It is. I say Michelle's on a ticket sooner or later.
Yeah, I think so.
Unemployment hit an 18-year low this morning.
Oh, wow, good.
In fact, things are getting so crazy with trying to find good workers that companies may start waiving marijuana testing.
Wow.
Because they simply need the workforce.
Yeah. Okay, well, makes sense to me.
That's particularly good news for people in Colorado, because a lot of people in Colorado, now that they've made marijuana legal, can't work because companies are still drug testing. Marijuana is still on the list. And they've done a lot of complaining about that. So,
well, I think the true story there is that companies are having a hard time finding people that aren't stoned to work for them. Everybody's stoned nowadays. So.
Yeah, they're stoned or on Ambien with liquor.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. The things people do on Ambien, you couldn't pay me to take that drug.
Yeah.
You know, there's been murders, rapes. People wake up gambling in a casino. They wake up calling people, seeing people are from Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that. I'll just not sleep. Now, this is scary. This really worries me. A doctor has sued a woman for $1 million in response to the bad review she placed on Yelp about his business practices as a physician. So far, she has had to spend $20,000 on legal fees, and this thing's still going on. The very fact that a judge let this go into court and a full-fledged trial has me very concerned, because this could shut down these sites, because people are not going to review
right or
wrong if they have to pay a bunch of attorneys.
Yelp has a problem with their business model, and that there's no way to prove you're an actual customer. So trolls can hone in on a business, put up a bunch of reviews, never setting foot in that business in their life, not even living close to there, and badmouth the company to the point where it may go bankrupt. So that's a broken business model to me.
Oh, yeah. I think they have, you know, and I know this is another story for another day, but what makes people want to be trolls?
Yeah, good question.
I'm just going to kind of put that out there.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have time to talk about it today, but I just don't get the fascination.
Maybe we can have Adam join us sometimes and talk about trolls.
Absolutely. That's a good idea. If Trump would ever settle down, we've got a whole list of topics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But he just keeps things going, so I don't know. Yeah. I don't know when we're going to get to those shows.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is really another crazy marijuana story. A professor just got 20 years for maiming one of his students.
Wow.
He had hired the student to sell his marijuana. I guess it was didn't look good for the professor to be selling his own marijuana. Wow. Apparently, the 17-year-old was not a very good salesman because it annoyed the professor that he wasn't selling enough weed. So he shoots him in the back of the damn head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just a winner. That's a real winner, I tell you.
Wow. Head shaker.
Yeah. So what else can you say but well? I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just stunning that someone with professor as part of their title would do something like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is an interesting little tidbit. According to Newsmax today, 45% of teens admit to being online almost constantly. Now, that's about half of the kids. Now, these are kids admitting this about themselves.
Right.
Not parents saying, I think my kid's on there all the time.
Right.
And we have to assume that some of the kids wouldn't admit it. So, I don't know. We need to get kids doing
other things.
A variety of things. I mean, you can't just stay on a device.
Go outside. Yeah, go outside.
Yeah, yeah. And they say that most people are now vitamin D deficient. And that causes all kinds of
issues,
problems, including psychological. So if you're on a device and you're not going outside, at least take some gummy bears that are D3.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, according to Jerry Corsi, which if you will remember, he's the one that wrote Killing the Deep State. When you have a show, he reviewed that book. The next target of the deep state is Sean Hannity.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised. And, you know, they've already gotten rid of O'Reilly and others. In fact, I'm surprised that they haven't already gotten rid of Sean Hannity. I think they've already tried, you know, with the advertiser boycotts and getting a judge to expose certain issues and files about his attorney.
Yeah.
You know, that was a few weeks ago. So I think it's already happening.
Well, put it this way. If you work at Fox, chances are you're being a target of the deep state. Sorry, cut and dry.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well said. Very cut and dry. But Trump is really mad today.
Oh?
I mean, he's mad a lot at Mueller.
Yeah.
Today, he sent out a tweet. And in the tweet, he said that Mueller had spent $17 million so far on the so-called Russian probe. And basically, as you can see, doesn't have a lot to show for it.
Nope. 2 years and $17 million. Wow.
Yeah, we would have been better off to send him on a nice vacation.
Yeah, behind bars.
Yeah. Now, if you will remember, a couple of weeks ago, Melania had surgery to remove a benign cyst or tumor from her kidney. Now, that's a major surgery.
Yes.
Even without being cancer.
Right.
Well, yesterday the media started exploding about why haven't they seen her in public? Well, I guarantee you I wouldn't be out in public yet. I mean, they probably did not want her lifting, not walking specifically. They would not want her in high heels.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
There would be a lot of restrictions.
Yeah.
But this got so nuts yesterday. There were actually people fantasizing about the fact that she might have a urine bag attached to her. And I believe that they were hoping that this former model, this beautiful woman, is out there somewhere with a urine bag, carrying around a bag of piss.
Unbelievable.
How sad is that?
Yeah, speaking of trolls, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine who thinks of that stuff.
Yeah, that is some warped shit. That's for sure.
They need a life.
Yeah, I agree.
And we don't always agree, but life's a journey, and we're all in this together. Remember, do not become anyone's victim. Thanks for listening. Godspeed, Connor, and Godspeed to all of our friends out there.
Godspeed, Grace, and thanks for listening.
Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on the rightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins.